There is the brand new single from new artist Jason Bird called Better Life, and we want to welcome this morning to Iron Country and the Big Red The Morning Show, Jason Bird. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Big Red?
Yeah, we are having a great day up here, and Jason, we are loving your new song. Now, reading through your bio, it said, I had a couple questions to run through with you before we talk about the song. Okay. You followed in your family footsteps and started out as a fireman, which us here at Iron Country really love the fire department and can never say nothing but good things about them. And now here you are on country radio with one of my all-time favorites and a friend of mine, Mr. George Jones. That sounds like a heck of a journey, Jason. Tell us a little bit about how this all started out.
I have definitely had a pretty exciting life. There's no doubt about it. I grew up wanting to be a fireman and everything, and always had music in my life and played around town and bars and stuff like that with local bands and all of that. But started working at the fire department when I was 19, and a few years after that, I started taking music a little more seriously, and I recorded a demo tape back in the day. You know, they were still tapes. I don't know if some people even remember what those are, but we got that down, and then a buddy of mine in radio in Tallahassee I became friends with, his name's Bill Kelly, and George and Conway and Vern Gosden came through town to do a show, and he ran into Nancy backstage and was telling her about me, and she said she'd love to hear it. So we mailed her up a copy, and a couple of weeks later, she called me and said that she and George had listened to it and wanted to sit down and talk to me about how they could, you know, possibly help me, you know, with my career moving forward. So I went up there and met with them, and we hit it off. And she became my manager, and we worked together for many, many years.
You know, you and I were just talking off the air about the relationships we've had with Nancy Jones, and she is just something else. And I remember one thing that George told me, just kind of talking in conversation when I was telling him about how I'm so loyal to traditional country. He said, "Red, just keep it country." And he really meant that.
Oh, he did. He says that. He said that to pretty much any new artist that he would run across, you know, including myself, well, son, just keep it country, you know. And that was actually one of the very first meetings I had with Dirk Bentley. I went to the Opry one night, and he was there, and I introduced myself, and I said, "George told me to tell you to keep it country." and then he and I hit it off right then, because he knew that we had a good friend in common. So, Nancy's always been really, really super for me and George, too. You know, she and George worked their tails off to help me throughout the years, and she and I are still close today. So, that was definitely a big, big kick in the rear end for me to get to work with those guys, because they opened up so many doors for me, and we just had a great run at it, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, Jason is a true fan of traditional, or what we like to call genuine country music. It's very encouraging when I hear an artist stay close to their roots. What made you to decide, now was the time to release this song with George?
Well, you know, George and I recorded this song. I wrote it back in 2004, and I didn't expect for it to be a duet. I mean, it wasn't written that way in my mind. And I was up there getting ready to go in the studio in 2007, and whenever I'd go to town up there, I'd just stay with them at their house. And I was leaving that morning, told him I was going to the studio, and he was supposed to be in town that day, and he said, "I'm going to stop by." So, he came in there and heard the cut and loved it. And I said, "Well, why don't you go in and sing on the second half of it? Let's make a duet about it." So, you know, that day I ended up getting, as a songwriter, a George Jones cut, and as an artist, a duet with one of the greatest country singers that ever lived. And I just, you know, it sat there, and it was supposed to go on the project that we were working on at the time. But not too long after that, the economy, you know, tanked, and my label went bankrupt and everything, so it just got shelved for a long time. And then, you know, after George passed away in 2013, I didn't really want to do anything with it, because I didn't want anybody to think that I was taking advantage of that. So I waited a little longer, and when I started this new project, it was just a no-brainer that I needed to put it on there, and called Nancy, and she said, "Yes, absolutely." So, you know, I put it out there. George did it to help me. and he's still helping me today.
Yeah, and I can hear him a little bit in your music when I listen to it. Now, Jason, what's next? What will we be seeing from you? More singles? Will we see a full album? Do you plan to get out and tour? What's next for Jason Bird?
Well, all of the above. We've got a full album now that we're just now finishing up. We're in the mixing process and everything. There should be another single coming out sometime probably around February. I'd look for probably an EP, 5 or 6 song EP sometime in spring, early summer. And, you know, hopefully with if the momentum keeps going with this single and continues with the next, you know, we'll start booking some dates a little bit outside of our region and get out there to see some of you folks in different parts of the country. So we're full force ahead, you know, so this isn't a one and done. We're going to keep on trying to keep traditional country alive.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're based out of Florida. Is that what I hear?
Tallahassee, Florida. Yes, yeah. North Florida is where I live. Is just about 10 miles from the Georgia line. So I'm kind of a mixed breed, I guess. A lot of my family's from Georgia, and some of them are from, you know, Florida and Alabama. So I've got a little bit of all the South in me.
Well, where can people find out more about you, Jason, for your socials and stuff?
Well, they can go to my website, jasonbirdmusic.com, and it's got all the links on that website to go to, you know, all my social accounts, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and all that stuff. There's also a way for them to go to any of the streaming services that they get their music for and be able to listen to the song or download it or whatever, and hopefully they can continue to hear it there on your radio station as well. But I'd love for them to come over and shoot us a message or friend us or follow us and things like that, because, you know, the fans are who drive the train, and I'd like to hear back from them, good or bad, you know.
I totally agree with that. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more music. Right now, we're loving this current single, Better Life. You know, since this is the only tune we have from you here, I thought maybe that you could pick your favorite Possum song to go out of the interview with.
Oh, man, without a doubt, it's Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes. I've always loved that song, and George used to play that one every night before I'd get up and sing Yesterday's Wine with him. So I've always loved it, and I just, you know, enjoy listening to it still to this day.
All right, well, Jason, you always have a place here in Iron Country, and welcome back anytime you'd like to come back on the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys talking to me this morning.